Gallup there hands the ball off to Stanovich. Stanovich makes it into the secondary. He's going to be gone. He's in for the touchdown. As a nice big run there by Ryan Stanovich for the touchdown, and Amsterdam continues to make this a shootout ball game.
You got to love games like this because you know what? It's going to go like this into the late minutes of the fourth quarter. We got now an official's timeout, and it's another flag on Queensbury for too many men on the field.
Queensbury or Amsterdam?
Amsterdam. My bad.
Nice block. That is a huge block there. Celebrating the block there, number 28, Cody Bruno. I'm not sure if it's him who touched it, but he's the one who's celebrating the most there as they walk back to the sidelines.
A couple of options moving is Tim Voorhees. Voorhees does move. He's looking to pass. He looks it. He's got a runner open. That goes to Rodriguez. Rodriguez runs it up through the middle. Tries to break through here. He's got it. He's going to the 20, the 10, the touchdown, Brett Rodriguez. On the touchdown throw from Aiden Switzer. And Queensbury extends their lead.
And like I just said, maybe they had another wrinkle in the passing game, very similar to the play that just worked, and guess what?
That wrinkle.
And that's really close still.
Really close blacks in this case here. He will snap, bobble the snap here, gives the ball to Rodriguez. Rodriguez powers forward. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going in to score. Rodriguez, third touchdown of the game, and it's a touchdown for the Queensbury Spartans.
Fourth down coming up here, and with the ball before the 30-yard line, you have to figure this is a punt situation. Don't give Amsterdam really good field position with still some time on the clock. They've got 1:03 left to go here in this third quarter. It's a 19-point lead, but, you know, nothing sacred in high school football, especially a 19-point lead. He hands the handoff, double handoff here, goes in the hands of Kalen Minot, trying to run to the far sidelines. He's got it to the 40, he's at the 30. He tries to elude the tackler there, but he gets it down to the 20-yard line as he's taken down maybe by the horse collar, as you're mentioning there, at the 19-yard line. Switcher hands it off to Gowdy. Gowdy now runs it through the middle. He goes to the 20, he's at the 10, 55, and in to score, touchdown. Number 31, that's Eric Wetterston, rather, for the touchdown for the Spartans, 19-yarder.
Yeah, it looks like Queensbury, the defensive secondary, is going to go with man-to-man coverage.
And the ball goes into the hands of Gallup, fakes the throw, now tries to hand it on over to Stanovich. And this one is picked off Rodriguez. Rodriguez picks it off at the 40, he's at the 35. He's being tugged, and he's going to get a flag on that one here. Number 20 now runs up the far sideline, near sideline to 5-10. He's in to score.
Oh, he's going to call him out.
Oh!
I don't know how he can make that call.
How could you make that call there from the 1 yard line?
The ball goes into the hands of Detroit.
Up through the middle. Now he's going to be in to score, and that is a touchdown. That is a score there for Queensbury as Mike Detroit carries it in from 17 yards out for the score.
As the ball goes into the hands of number 8, Valentine,
and what a leap. What a leap. Oh, Valentine tried to leap over number 12. That was Hunter Scott, and he ended up probably getting hit somewhere below the midsection that we really don't want to talk about.
Turnovers have killed the Amsterdam Market Rams here in the second half, as what was a close game just before the half is now turned into a Queensbury route. The ball goes into the hands of number 14, runs to the middle. He's going to the 30, the 20, the 15, in to score. James Kassebaum, that's his name. 39 seconds left to go. One final knee should take care of this one, and the Queensbury Spartans will be playing for a sectional championship next week. Their first time at the sectional championship since 2004.